You are listening to Mitchell Colonel Volleyball on KORN News Radio FM 101.3 AM 1490 and online at kornradio.com. This is Coach Whitty. Let's get back to the action.
Head Coach Deb Phil making her way up here momentarily. Shea's Restaurant post-game show on KORN just past 7:30 tonight. Mitchell, they lose to O'Gorman for the third time this season. They were swept 26-24, 25-21, and 25-14. Other AA scores earlier today, Rapid City Stevens swept Brookings in the 1-9 matchup. And Huron, they lost to Watertown 3-2 in just an outstanding match. They had to go past 15, was 19-17. Watertown, they won that fifth set. And as we await the 2-seed Washington taking on the 7-seed Roosevelt. Head coach Deb Phil joins us here, giving us final stats and loads of other stuff here tonight. Reaction to the action here with the head coach Deb Phil. First two sets, it was 20 points and after. That was the big difference. And he had a chance there for a second set, but it was just, again, those final 5-6 points seemed to be the difference.
Right. You know, I thought that we came out and played really well after the first few jitters got out. Obviously, being up 24-21 in that first set, you know, all we needed was one. But we had some errors there at the end, and we didn't close it out. But I thought then our kids responded really well in the second set. Had, you know, we got right back in it, had our chances there. You know, the things that I thought we had to do well was serve and pass, and I thought we did those things really well. But it just kind of came down to a few hitting errors, which we didn't really think that it would come down to, but it did. You know, it just came down to a few a few hitting errors.
Yeah, Chelsea Brewster had about a dozen kills. I think she got her 1,000th kill. We'll see what the final stats say. But really, she was only one offensively. Mac really didn't get it going. Carly, everybody else kind of struggled. You look at that first set, I think they had 17 kills. You guys had about 8. They had twice as many kills, but you were right there with a chance to win. So it's kind of, you know, if anybody gets something going there, you take that first set.
Right. Sometimes the game is a game of inches, and game of inches, balls in, balls out. Tried to make some adjustments as we went. Thought our kids did a good job of that. I thought our kids did a good job of battling. And, you know, it just came down to the team that made fewer errors. And I thought, you know, you got to hand that to O'Gorman. They made fewer errors.
The one call in the second set was just atrocious. It was what it was, but the block, what Carly attacked right side, it was blocked out of bounds right in front of you. I mean, you were there. You were 5 feet from it. They called it for Mitchell. They switched it to O'Gorman. Would it have made a difference? Well, I don't know. But what did you see? What explanation did you get?
They didn't give us one. The line judge on the opposite side called touch.
They gave you the point first.
Right. And then he called it touch after calling it out. Then he called touch, and I asked R2, and Mandy went and asked the R1, and neither one of them would ask him who touched the ball. And
Carly would have been the only one that was even close.
Yeah, I don't even know. So that could have swung the match, but who knows?
Even if,
like I said, the game sometimes is a game of inches.
Even if, you know, that was early on in the second, but it did come down to 25-21.
Right.
You give you that point, it's 24-22. You know, just 1 point. Who knows what would have happened in that second set? What do you have for final stats? I know with Chelsea, I had her for a dozen.
That's
so
what we had her for, was 12 as well.
So she'll have,
and Mac with 8 and Carly with 4. And yeah, we probably needed a few more a little bit more offensive production, but like I said, we've been really working on that serving and passing game. And I thought we won that game today. We only missed one serve, and I don't know how many aces we gave up, but I didn't think we
gave
up.
Not a lot, not like the last match. So Gorman really dominated the serve, serve, receive. But this game was kind of decided there.
So we did those two things well. And like I said, after that, if you can win that part, then you have a chance to win, which we did.
Well, 1:45 tomorrow, you'll get either Washington or Roosevelt, two teams that you've seen before. So we'll see you tomorrow here about 1:30.
Okay, thanks again.
Thanks for coming up here.
Thank you.
Head coach Deb Phil joins us. Chelsea Brewster, 12 kills. That's exactly now 1,000. For her career, so we'll give her the Shays Restaurant Player of the Match. Here is the Mitchell, now with a 16-9 record.